Georgie Boy and I were in school together, though not in the same class. We were friends, maybe not very close friends, but we used to hang out together sometimes. We both loved cowboy films, so we would often go to the pictures together, usually the Sunday matinee, admission fee the princely sum of 4 old pence. Here in the county cinema, we would cheer on our heroes, Smiley Burnett and Charles Starrett, the Durango Kid, in their weekly serial adventures. A few years later on, the greatest excitement we experienced was the visit of the famous RTE quiz show Quicksilver to Castlebar. Georgie Boy, who was a bit of a wheeler-dealer, managed to get 2 tickets for the recording of the show and kindly gave me one. On the night, the town hall, now the posh Linenhall Arts Centre, was jam-packed for the event. The legendary quizmaster, Bunny Carr, came on stage to loud cheers and prolonged applause. As one local lady observed, it looks just like him, doesn't it? The procedure was that each member of the audience was admitted to the hall on showing their ticket and was given a numbered raffle ticket, which was then put into the hat. 4 or 5 tickets were then drawn, and those lucky people were called on stage to take part in the Quicksilver quiz. Its catchphrase was, "Stop the lights," to be used when the contestant did not know the answer to a question. And for a time, this catchphrase passed into the ordinary language of the Irish people. Contestants had 30 lights initially, and when you ran out of lights, you ran out of money and out of questions. Now, rightly or wrongly, I regarded myself as pretty hot stuff at quizzes, and I think Georgie Boy believed this too, so we made a pact. If his number was drawn out of the hat, I would take his ticket and go on stage to take part in the quiz, because there were no names on the tickets. We would then share equally any money I won. The show proceeded, and quite a lot of money was won. And, miraculous to relate, Georgie Boy's number was drawn as the very last contestant on the show. "Remember our agreement," I whispered to him. But maybe the excitement went to his head and the prospect of appearing on national television was too tempting. In any case, oblivious to my pleas, he made a beeline for the stage to wild applause because Georgie Boy was a very popular local character. But, sad to say, he was a disaster. He got the threepenny question wrong, he got the sixpenny question wrong, and he got the shilling question wrong. He didn't know the answer to the half-a-crown question, the 10-shilling question, or the pound question. And when it came to the final and potentially lucrative £5 question, he had stopped the lights so often that he had only 1 night left. This quickly vanished, and he was left with no prize money at all. But he still got the biggest round of applause of the night, led by a beaming Bunny Carr and his entourage. I had been in agony watching, because I knew the answers to all the questions that Georgie Boy missed, so we would have made quite a bit of money if our agreement had held. The broadcast of that Quicksilver recording a few weeks later was cringeworthy, but Georgie Boy didn't seem to mind and even enjoyed his brief period of fame as a TV star. Shortly after that, I went away to college in Galway and we lost touch. The last I heard of him was that he had gone to seek his fortune in Australia. Later, when I was at university in England, my mother used to send me every week the local newspaper, the Connacht Telegraph. One week, I opened it to read a very sad report, which filled me with grief. Georgie Boy had been killed in an accident in Australia. And all I could think of was, way back at that recording of Quicksilver in Castlebar, all those years ago, if only I had insisted that Georgie Boy give me his ticket, might his life have taken a completely different course? Or is that just wishful thinking? But that vision of my charismatic friend in bright television lights, charming all around him, even as he got every question wrong, will be burned in my memory forever.